You're listening to the news and music programs on Kansas City's radio and television station, and now welcome to our Innis News. Yesterday morning, the Health Ministry held an online meeting to reveal the medical task in 2022 and outline key tasks and solutions in 2023. According to the Health Ministry, in spite of many challenges, incidents, and limitations, the medical sector exerted great efforts to gain significant results, with 13 out of 16 targets recorded and 3 surpassed, to put the COVID-19 epidemic, endemic diseases, dangerous and new diseases under control to gradually solve the shortage of medicines. Speaking at the meeting, Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính extended congratulations and deep thanks to the medical staff on the Vietnam Physicians Day, February 27th. On behalf of the government, he praised the great talents of the medical staff while instructing that in 2023, the whole medical sector continues promoting the glorious traditions of the sector, putting people's life first, avoiding negativities, and boosting the digital transformation in the medical sector. Yesterday afternoon, the Standing Board of Vietnam Fatal and French Committee, Vietnam Red Cross Society, jointly held the signing of a joint program on charitable, humanitarian, and social security activities in 2023-2027 phase. Contents of the joint program focus on major issues such as disseminating humanitarian values, mutual support, great solidarity of the Vietnamese nation, raising and distributing voluntary support to overcome difficulties caused by natural disasters, epidemics, serious incidents, and other humanitarian activities and campaigns. At a conference, Vietnam Red Cross Society revealed the Human Aid Program, in which more than 2,619,000 poor people were given support, 2.62 times higher than the set plan. Kansas City alone has raised 150 million Vietnam Dong in cash and many other gifts at a combined value of 1,130,000,000 Vietnam Dong. In preparation for the groundbreaking of the North-South Expressway, on February 24th morning, leaders of Karang Upper District inspected the progress of compensation and floor clearance in the district. The North-South Expressway affects 638 households, with 54.3 hectares in Karang District in need of revocation when it runs through the district at a length of 9.28 kilometers. As of now, 287 households have been given compensation as scheduled. The remaining stricken households will receive compensation in the time ahead. Secretary of Karang Urban District Nguyễn Văn Sử acknowledged the recorded results, while suggesting the locality boost the floor clearance project. Secretary of Karang Urban District Party Committee Nguyễn Văn Sử acknowledged the recorded results, while suggesting the locality boost the floor clearance progress. A conference to proclaim the Administrative Reform Index at department and district levels in 2022 and publicize directions from the city on administrative reform took place yesterday morning. It proclaimed the Administrative Reform Index at the department level remained at a high level. The People Satisfaction Index stood at 94.3%, a rise of 0.87% against 2021, and a continual rise since 2019. Chairman Trần Việt Trường directed localities and units to proactively set out solutions to improve the Administrative Reform Index. Following is the information on sports. Kansas City's Culture, Sports and Tourism Department has just received a group that came to inspect in advance the organization of the 35th Cycling Tournament for Ho Chi Minh City Television Cup 2023 in Kansas City. The tournament consists of 25 legs and a whole length of over 3,000 kilometers, starting in Hanoi capital on February 24th, then running through 30 brown cities nationwide and ending in Ho Chi Minh City, right on the 48th celebration of the Southern Liberation for National Reunification, April 30th, 1975, April 30th, 2023. Cyclists will run through Kentucky in their 21st leg on February 26, at a length of 48 kilometers, is the roadmap of Sông Hậu Park, Trần Phú, Lê Lợi, Sông Hậu Park. In the 22nd leg from Cantor to Long Xuyen, cyclists will run through Kedah Suburban Street at a length of 104 kilometers. This is a new point of the 22nd leg. And that's all I have. Thanks for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.